This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inshallah ta'ala, today we will continue with our series explaining the du'as that we've been saying in the salat for so many years. And again, every time I start, I remind myself and I remind you, please, the brothers, may Allah reward them, they made a playlist. Just go and play them one by one, and they will explain every single du'a we say, from the du'a al-istiftah before the Fatiha all the way till the end. Last time we finished at-tahiyyat and the shahada, and now inshallah ta'ala tonight we will finish or explain the salat al-ibrahimiyya. If someone introduced you to somebody that helped you find a job, a great job, you would love him and respect him. If someone guided you and introduced you to someone that helped you financially, that cured your sick son, you will love them and appreciate what they have done forever. How about the one who introduced us to Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who told us about Allah azza wa jal. So we make salat upon him as much as we can. Every single day, every single salat, we cannot finish it without saying salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim in many books of ahadith. The sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, "Ya Rasulullah, you taught us how to say salam to you. How do we make salat upon you?" Because Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima." So ya Rasulullah, you told us in the tahiyyat we took last time, at-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawatu wa tayyibat, as-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You taught us how to say salam. How do we say salat? Qal, qulu, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. This is one narration. Many of us know only one narration, but there are other narrations which are all authentic, and there is slight difference. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Same thing, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim. That's another narration. Third narration, Allahumma salli, the first one we said, but at the end you say fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. You add fil alameen. All three are authentic. And there's one more. Also make salat ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi. Making salat on the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his dhurriya. So, which one do we say? Alternate. Remember what we said? As long as it is authentic, one time you say this, one time you say that. Please, ya akhwan. That will get the brain involved in the salat. And when the brain is involved in the salat, the higher the possibility of khushu'ah. Let's explain. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Ya Allah, salli ala Muhammad. What does it mean? What does it mean when we say Allah is making salat on someone? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. What does it mean when we say, for example, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala as-saff al-awwal. Allah and his angels make salat on the people who are the first row. Last time I said that, the next day I had a problem in the first row. So what does it mean when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making salat on someone or on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It means that Allah azza wa jal is praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the gathering of the angels. So I am requesting, I am making dua, ya Allah, please mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the mala'il a'la. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali. What does Ali mean? Ali قال, most of the time we see the translation as his family. قال, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's children, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's relatives, close relatives. But Ali also, it means us, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the Sha'ir said, إن آل النبي هم أتباع ملته من العجم والسودان والعرب ولو لم يكن آله إلا قرابته لصلى المصلي على الطاغي أبي لهب. He said, the Al of Muhammad is his followers from Ajam, Arab and non-Arab. If it is only his family, then me and you, every day we are making salat on Abu Lahab. Another dalil from the Quran, يَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Allah said, on the day of judgment, let the Al of Fir'aun suffer extreme punishment. طيب, if Al means only family, then his wife Asiya, who's guaranteed Jannah, will be with a severe azab. So Al, also the followers of Fir'aun. So the word Al, linguistically, it also could mean atba', the followers. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So imagine when you are making salat, you are actually making salat on yourself. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Just like, ya Allah, you mentioned Ibrahim in the Mala' al-A'la and his family, Ismail and Ishaq, and we all know his family, subhanallah. You are Hamid, you are Majid. You are the one, you are the only one who deserve all the hamd, all the gratitude. You are the one who deserves all the majd, all the tamjid, all the glorification. Look, innaka hamidu majid. And then we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to put barakah. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. What does it mean? Does Rasulullah ﷺ need me to make dua? No, we are making dua for Rasulullah ﷺ, and we are making dua to put barakah in his sunnah, to put barakah in his followers, to put barakah in his deen, to put barakah for everything that Rasulullah ﷺ came up with. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Same thing all the way to the end. One more thing, and we will finish with this. Every time that me and you are making salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the prayer, in the salat, we are actually gaining all the reward and the fadl of making salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Man salla alayya marra sallallahu alayhi ashra. Every time I say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, every time I ask Allah to mention Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the mala'il a'la, Allah will mention my name, will praise me among the angels 10 times. I want myself and you to feel that while you are making the salat. It will change the whole concept of the salat. But when we, akhwan, at-tahiyyat lillahi wa salawatu wa salawatu tayyibat wa salamu alayka rabbina muhtawar wa salamu alayna wa alayna wa alayna wa alayna. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. What is this? What are we doing? What are we doing? Where are you going? Aina tadhabun? Where are you going? Slow down, ya akhi, and enjoy every single word. You are literally conversing with Allah Azza wa Jal. You're making salat, you're making dua to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this the way we make dua? Say it slowly. Every time we make salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the salat, like he told us, the salat will actually get to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the more we make dua, the more we make salat upon him, the higher the possibility of getting his intercession. Subhanallah, all of that, remember it when we're saying the salat will be completely, completely improved, bi-ithnillah ta'ala. So tonight is the night of Jumu'ah, make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like he ordered us, akthiru min as-salati alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah gather us with him on the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We'll see you at Fajr at 5:45. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.